This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country is setting new benchmarks in space technology with visionary scientists and innovators providing solutions to future challenges. Addressing the nation in the 118th episode of his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi commended the nation's recent achievements in the space sector, lauding the Bengaluru-based Indian space tech startup Pixel for successfully launching the country's first private satellite constellation, Firefly. The Prime Minister called it a significant step towards self-reliance. The Prime Minister also applauded the space docking of satellites conducted by the Indian Space Research Organisation recently. On the completion of 9 years of Startup India, the Prime Minister said the country's startup culture is not limited to big cities and more than half of the startups are from Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities.
हमारे देश में जितने startups 9 साल में बने हैं, उनमें से आधे से ज्यादा Tier 2 और Tier 3 शहरों से हैं. यानी हमारा startup culture बड़े शहरों तक ही सीमित नहीं है. छोटे शहरों के स्टार्टअप्स में आधे से ज्यादा का नेतृत्व हमारी बेटियां कर रही हैं।
On the participation of youth in the ongoing Mahakumbh at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh, Mr. Modi said, "When the young generation connects with its civilization with pride, its roots become stronger." The National Disaster Response Force (NDRF) is celebrating its 20th raising day today. In his message on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi saluted the brave personnel of NDRF. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, the NDRF has set global standards in disaster response and management. Speaking during the 20th Raising Day celebrations of the NDRF at Vijayawada in Andhra Pradesh today, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, India has emerged as a global leader in disaster management and in the area of disaster resilient infrastructure, the country is leading the world. A fire broke out at Sector 19 of Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj. The fire has been brought under control. As per reports, the fire broke out while food was being cooked in a tent. The Mahakumbh 2025 official handle on a social media post said the fair administration brought the fire under control with promptness as soon as it received the information about the fire in the premises. The long-awaited ceasefire between Israel and Hamas began today in the Gaza Strip, marking a potential turning point in the 15-month conflict. The truce's implementation was delayed by nearly 3 hours due to last-minute complications over hostage lists. Mediator Qatar today confirmed the start of the truce. Israel has confirmed receiving from Hamas the names of the 3 captives to be freed on the first day of the implementation of the agreement. Under the terms of the deal, brokered by Qatar, Egypt and the United States, Hamas will release 33 hostages over a 6-week period, with 3 female captives scheduled for release on the first day. In exchange, Israel has agreed to free hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. The agreement also enables increased humanitarian aid to enter Gaza through multiple crossing points. The implementation of the ceasefire agreement will be closely monitored by all parties involved, as its success could pave the way for more comprehensive peace negotiations in the region. Railway Protection Force RPF has successfully apprehended 586 Bangladeshi nationals and 318 Rohingya during the last 4 years. The illegal migrants continue to infiltrate India using Assam as a transit route and railways as their preferred mode of travel to reach other parts of the country. The Railways Ministry said RPF is collaborating with Border Security Force, local police and intelligence units to secure railway networks against illegal infiltration. Millions of TikTok users in the United States are no longer able to watch or share videos on the social media platform as a federal ban on the popular app takes effect. The newly enacted U.S. law prohibiting the use of the platform came into effect today, a day before the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. In India Open Badminton in New Delhi, Denmark's Victor Axelsen has won the men's singles title. He defeated Hong Kong's Siu Lee in straight sets 21-16, 21-8 in the final today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.